Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace, and welcome to our time of intercessory prayer. We're going to get started in just a moment. Again, we thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to get started in just a moment. I am having a lot of feedback on my phone. I'm going to hang up and dial back in. Hopefully this will stop. I'm going to hang up and dial back in. So we'll get started in just a moment. Praise the Lord. We'll get started in just a moment. Praise the Lord. This is so much better. I had a lot of feedback, a lot of static, but now it's so much better. Praise the Lord. Let me get who's on the call right now as we're preparing to get started on tonight. Which intercessors are on with me?
I'm Pastor Brown.
Sister Felicia.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to get started with those of us who are already on the call, and I know there are going to be others that are joining in. Praise the Lord. Again, thank you so much for connecting tonight. I am so grateful for all of the things that God is doing and continues to do in our lives. And even in spite of all that's happening in the world around us, we remain hopeful, prayerful, and just encourage that the Lord hears us when we pray. With that being stated, even as we're praying tonight, of course, I just want to bring to your mind and to your heart tonight that we continue to pray for Louisiana regarding this storm and, of course, praying for our nation as a whole, praying for the body of believers and their level of sensitivity in this time. This is really not a time for us to be at a place of where we are not in tune. And so we want to pray for the body of Christ, that we will come back into the place to where we are just desiring to be in the presence of the Lord like we were in times past. So, again, thank you for those that are on, that are listening in to the call tonight. We welcome you, and we thank you for joining us. We're going to get prepared, and we do know other intercessors will be joining in a little bit later on. Some are still coming in from work, and some are still getting out of their classes, and so we bless the Lord for that, but yet they're committed to joining us. So we're going to go ahead and get started on tonight. We're going to ask if Sister Felicia will open us up, followed by Pastor Connie, and at that time we'll see where we are with the other intercessors, and I will move in and out from there. Again, thank you to all of our listeners. We are prepared to pray. Let's go before the throne of grace.
Amen. Father, we thank you today. God, we glorify you. God, we honor you and we lift you up. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We worship you today, O God. We say that we love you today and we adore you and appreciate you and appreciate who you are in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for being God, Elohim, the strong creator, God. God, we thank you for being Jehovah, the relational God. God, we thank you for being Adonai, the God who rules. God, we thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. God, we thank you for being Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord, our warrior. God, Jehovah Shalom,
God, the Lord is our peace. God, I thank you. God, I can't thank you enough for what you've done for us today. Thank you for how you kept us in our right minds. Thank you for how you breathed the breath of life into our bodies. Thank you, God, for being the great, almighty God, the strong God. Hallelujah, the sovereign God, the merciful God. Hallelujah, we just worship you for who you are today, God, the great I am, the am that I am. Hallelujah, God, we worship you today. Hallelujah, thank you, God, the most high God. Hallelujah, God, you rule the universe, God, and we just want to tell you thank you today. Thank you for being concerned about us. Thank you for being concerned about this world. Thank you, Father, for being concerned about this universe, God. And so we glorify you. We adore you. We admire you today, God. We thank you, God, that you're the smile that's on our face. Hallelujah, God. You're the skip that's in our step, Father. You're all we need. You're all we want. You're all we desire. Father, you are our redeemer. God, you are our healer. Father, you are our deliverer. And for that alone, we give you glory, honor, and praise. It's because of you that we live, move, and have our being. It's the breath of the breath that you breathe in our lungs that's causing us to function today, God. And for that alone, we thank you. We thank you, God, that we can move and that we have the activities of our limbs. We thank you that we can walk, God. We thank you we can lift up holy hands and that we can see and that we can hear. God, things that people take for granted, we don't want to take for granted today. We just want to thank you for everything that you've done for us. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for protecting us, God, in the name of Jesus. And I give you glory, honor, and praise for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, now look on the people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, 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 have mercy on Louisiana, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the people, God, in Louisiana. God, send help. Father, I have family down there. A lot of other people have family that's down there, some that haven't even heard from their families. God, let the families hear from the loved ones that are there in Louisiana. God, send help, God, for them in the name of Jesus. Let the president and the governors do what they need to do to get the help and the aid to the people that's in Louisiana, in the name of Jesus. And God, let the people in Louisiana cry out to you by reasons of their afflictions. Let them repent, God. We repent on behalf of the state of Louisiana, in the name of Jesus, asking that you have mercy on them. God, you said that your mercies are great and that your compassions fail not. Great is your faithfulness. So, God, we're expecting you to, asking you, rather, Father, to extend your grace, to extend your mercy to the state of Louisiana. In the name of Jesus, God, even in Afghanistan, even as the troops come home, God, we ask for your mercy. In the name of Jesus, God, protect them as they are coming home, God, but even protect the people that's in Afghanistan. God, the Christians, the ones that love you, God, ask that you protect them, that you shield them and cover them, and let the blood of Jesus cover them. In the name of Jesus, God, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. God, help us to stand in the gap and to cry for this nation and to cry out for this universe, asking you, God, to have mercy. Only you can, God. And God, you finally have, we are the intercessors, God. We are availing ourselves to you. We're standing in the gap, God, crying out, asking that you have mercy, asking that you try us again in the name of Jesus. God, and asking that you give your people, the ones that love you, hallelujah, the Christians, Father, the ones that go to church, God, give them a hunger and a thirst after you again. You said in your word that they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So, God, give them a hunger and a thirst after you, God. God, wake them up, God, from slumber. Hallelujah, God. The lackadaisicalness, God, shake them again, God, and wake them, God. God, give them a hunger for you like never before. In the name of Jesus, God, your people need you. God, we need your help. In the name of Jesus, no other help we know, God. If you withdraw your hand from us, God, where shall we go? So, God, we're crying out for your help today, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, I'm asking you, God, to put a word in your pastor's mouth, to stir the people's hearts, God. Give your pastors words that are with conviction, words that are strong, that will stir the people's hearts in the name of Jesus. Not watered-down word, but the unadulterated word of God. God, let them preach the word like never before. God, and prepare your people's hearts to receive from you. But those that are at home, that are afraid to come out, God, let them realize that you have not given them the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind in the name of Jesus. God, and when the devil is coming in, buffeting your people, bringing the spirit of fear, bringing in doubt, bringing in not trusting you, Father, I'm asking you that you help us to trust in you with all our hearts and for us not to lean to our own understanding. And in all our ways, acknowledge you. And, Father, that you will direct our path. And, Father, I bind the spirit of fear now. I take authority over the spirit of fear, Father, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So we bind the spirit of fear that has your people holding them captive in the name of Jesus. We curse you at the root and command you to wither and fall in Jesus' name. And so, God, I thank you for delivering us. I thank you, God, for igniting faith in us again. I thank you, God, that they will run into the house of the Lord, that they will enter into the gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. Father, and they'll be thankful unto you and bless your holy name. And, Father, when the people get in the church, let there be a word for them in the name of Jesus, a word that will heal, a word that will deliver and set free in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. God, I even pray for our president. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, give him the wisdom that he needs to direct this nation. In the name of Jesus, God, and I ask that you put people in his path, hallelujah, that are spiritual, God, that love you, that fear and reverence you, and that they give wise counsel to him, that he heed to the counsel that he receives in regards to you, Father, and doing things right in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for it now. And you said the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord, and as the rivers of water, you turn it whichsoever way you will. So I'm asking that you turn President Biden's heart towards you and cause him to do what's right, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for it. And I give you glory, I give you honor, and I give you praise for it now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we bless you today, and we honor you today. God, we know that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I give you glory, oh God, and we will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouths. Our souls shall make our boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. God, your word says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. God, we're seeking you, asking that you bend your ear down, that you hear, so that you can deliver this world from the fears that are gripping their hearts. God, is because we're waiting to hear from you, God. We're waiting for directions from you, Father. And so, God, we glorify you. We honor you. We don't doubt you, and we trust you, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. Our Lord, our Savior, and our very soon coming King. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Glory be unto God. Father, we glorify you. Father, we love you. Father,
yes,
we adore you. God, we
thank
honor
you,
who you are. You are Alpha,
yeah,
and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Oh, God,
yeah,
you said in your word, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and heal the land. Father, we're coming together and pray. Father, we're coming together to seek after you. Father, we need to hear you now, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we need you to break every spiritual disease, every spiritual sickness that's come on the land. God, we need you to break everything in the atmosphere that's causing us, God, to be far from you. God, we ask now that you break the the hole of a strong man right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, blood wash us again, oh, God. Oh, God, we need our land here, God. Oh, God, we need COVID-19, God, delivered, God. We need to be free from these diseases, oh, God. God, you said if we'll come together, you said two or more are gathered in the midst, you will be in the midst, oh, God. So we're calling you now, Jesus. We need your mercies right now, God. We need your hand right now, God. We need you to come on the earth, oh, God. Oh, God, Satan is walking to and fro. He's seeking whom he may devour. Oh, God, but you are God and God alone. God, your hands can stretch way down, God. God, you can reach down in the Mari Muck, God, and pull us out, oh, God. Right now, God, our land is in trouble, oh, God. Oh, God, but you are God. You are merciful, God. You are mighty, God. God, you can do all things, oh, God. You say you will restore us back to you, God, with a palmer worm and a canker worm and stole from us, oh, God. So, God, we call on heaven. We call on the angels right now. Oh, God, we call on Gabrielle. We call on Michael, oh, God. We need him to fight for us right now, oh, God. Oh, God, we need you to destroy the enemy right now. Everything that he's conjured up, oh, God. We need to dismantle, call it ineffective right now, inoperative, oh,
yeah.
God. We cast it down in the name of Jesus. Satan, oh, you have an eviction notice today in the name of Jesus. We pull it down right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind together, God, in prayer, oh, God. Oh, God, that you can hear our voices again, oh, God. Oh, God, whatever in us is not like you, God. God, we ask that you take it out right now, oh, God. Oh, God, that we can move by your spirit, oh, God. That we can move by your power, oh, God. God, we trust your will, God. God, we trust your plan right now, God. Do what you want to do, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Right now, God, move on Louisiana, oh, God. Move on those places, oh, God, that God is in trouble, oh, God. Oh, God, move right by your spirit, oh, God. God, heaven. We're calling on heaven. We're calling on heaven. We're calling on heaven. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you, God. God, how long? How long do we have to cry, oh, God? How long, God, do we have to cry out, Jesus? Jesus, Alpha and Omega. Jesus, Lord and Savior. Mighty God, we need to hear your voice. We need you to pull it down, God. We need, God, to fight, God. We need to know how to fight this battle. Even though God just said the battle is not ours, but it is yours, oh, God. You said, God, you won't leave us nor will you forsake us, oh, God. You said, call on you, oh, God, and you will answer, oh, God. We need an answer, oh, God. What do you want us to do, oh, God, in this season? Help us to walk with you, oh, God. Help us to hear your voice again, oh, God. Bind the churches together, oh, God. Bind the leaders together, oh, God. Satan is getting his army together. But, God, I declare and decree, oh, God, nothing that he does shall come, God, to us, oh, God. It will not come now our dwelling. We cancel every assignment. We dismantle every assignment right now in the name of Jesus. God, let your intercessors arise, oh, God. Pour out on us, oh, God. Pour your all on us, oh, God. Let us be like those five wives, God. Put all in our lamps, oh, God, that the door will be shut behind us, oh, God. We need you right now, oh, God, in the name
God,
of Jesus.
God, in the name
we thank
of
you
Jesus.
Right now, God. We thank you right now,
thank
oh, God,
Jesus.
That our ears are open, oh, God, and we have been, the veils of our eyes are cleared, oh, God, that we can see the enemy from the far off. We thank you right now, oh, God, that whatever we speak, God, shall be, oh, God. We thank you, God, for life in our tongues. We cancel the assignment of death right now because, God, you have given us power over the enemy. So we speak to life. We speak life, God. We speak the anointing of God. We speak the power of God. We shall walk and not faint. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, oh, God, that our voices will be heard, oh, God. Oh, God, that it will be a sweet smell in your nostrils, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, deliver us from the hands of the enemy, oh, God. Deliver us, God, by your power, oh, God, only by your might, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for killing this flesh that it gets no glory, that you be glorified, God, that you'll take us back, oh, God. We stand at the gate, oh, God, that we can enter in, oh, God. Oh, God, we surrender our hearts, oh, God. God, we surrender our minds, oh, God. God, we surrender our spirits, oh, God. Your will be done. Not our will, but thy will to be done. God, conform us to your will, God. Oh, God, we want to be conformed, oh, God. Transform our minds, oh, God. Let our minds be stayed on you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, loose everything, God, off of us that's not like you. Bind us back to you, oh, God. Bind our spirits back to you, oh, God. bind our hearts back to you, oh God. Bind our minds back to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Walk with us, oh God. Talk with us, oh God. Restore us, oh God. We thank you for the newness, oh God. We thank you for the revival on the inside, God. We thank you, God, that you hear us when we cry, oh God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, COVID can't touch us, God. Diseases can't touch us, God. If we keep our trust in you, you said, God, you won't leave us. You said, God, you're here from heaven. Oh, God, so we're giving it all to you, oh, God. God, we're laying at the altar of your heart. And we say, God, do it for us, oh, God. We will not take your glory, oh, God. We will not take your glory, God, but only you be glorified. Only you be magnified. Only you be lifted up, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we need you. It's not us, oh, God, but it is you, oh, God. We cry to you, oh, God. We can't do it on our own, but you can do all things. Oh, God, so we believe you, oh, God. And if there's any unbelief in us, oh, God, help our unbelief today, God, that we can get back right with you, that the heaven can hear us. We call on all the angels you've given us charge over to go and do the work that's sent for us to do, oh, God. You said, God, all we got to do is speak it. All we got to do is ask it, and it shall be given. So, God, those that are staying away, those that are falling away, God, help us, oh, God, come back. Come back to the place where we first received you, oh, God, that our land can be healed, that we can be right with you, oh, God, that we can stand before you, God, and you will say, well done. Teach us how to do this thing, God. Teach us how to do your will. Teach us how to do your way. Teach us, oh, God, we come back to you, oh, God. We come back in love. We come back unified. We come back strong. Satan, you in trouble. You got a backup off us. In the name of Jesus, you have no power. You have no power. Only the power of the Holy Spirit shall prevail. In the name of Jesus, God, we glorify you. God, we love you. God, we magnify you. God, you're awesome. God, you are good. You are mighty and strong. No other God before you. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, Jesus. I thank you for what you're getting ready to do. I thank you, God, that we win, because the word says in the end we win. I believe we got winning power in the name of Jesus. So Satan, back up. We're coming for you. We're taking back our land. We're taking back our authority. We're going to come like a thief in the night, and we're going to take back our power. Oh, God, we give you the glory. Oh, God, we magnify you. Worthy, oh, God. You're worthy of praise. You're worthy of honor. You are God and God alone. Oh, God, we love you. God, we love you. God, we magnify you. God, it's about you. Whatever you want to do, we believe healing is coming to the land. We declare it by the power of the Holy Ghost. Healing shall take back. We shall take back our land in the name of Jesus. Intercessors shall arise. Stay on the wall. God is coming. Oh, yes, the Lord. We magnify you. We believe that you are that you are. We believe, God, that the Holy Ghost. We believe, God, you're mighty, oh, God. We believe what the word says. We trust your will. We trust your plan in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to bless everyone on this call. I ask that you, God, you move by your spirit. I guess you endow them with power. God, endow them with your spirit. Endow them with the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, cover them, oh, God. Let there be no backlash. Let there be no spiritual attacks in the name of Jesus. But we will go forth to do your will and to do your work. Together, oh God, we thank you for the unification. We thank you for the power of prayer. We thank you for the pen, God. We thank you for the prophetic intercessors network. Everyone that will come, oh God, endow them with your spirit. We bind any spirits that's not like you, any warlocks, witch, and any kind of witchcraft. We bind it now in the name of Jesus. Only your spirit, God. Only your way, God. Only your will, God. In the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, God, because we know that you will do it. We give you glory, God, because we know that you will do it. We honor mm-hmm. you, God, because we know that you will do it. In the name yes, of God. Jesus. We thank you, oh God.
Thank you for touching us.
We give you glory. We magnify you.
Hallelujah.
We tell you, thank you. Oh, God, we thank you right now. God, we
thank
you, Lord.
Jesus.
We say thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you for whatever you're doing. Thank you for this being God.
Yeah,
thank you for waking us up. Thank you for our lying down. Oh, God, we just because your word is
Mandu.
Thank you, God, for loving us when we didn't love
you. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, let's just take a few moments and praise him. This is our life. Every high place, it can Yes, God. Jesus, Yes, Lord. In my place must come down. Namandusha. Namandusha.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God.
With all our hearts. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Trust you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Tandela Bosha. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God,
we thank you.
On this earth, we're praying, but do we have the faith to believe that he's going to do it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. When I come,
thank you, Lord.
Will I find faith? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Oh, Ekora mande sekorande bisi ekoda basi he na mando sha.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Ha yamando she. Draw near to me, ekora basa tabasu. Draw near to me, ekora basa ekoda basi. Draw near to me. And I'll cause you to see. Draw near to me. I'll cause you to see. Bande boshe. Atabaso. Eh, bande se corabasa de la bando. Namanda se coramandosi. I will reveal my plan. Corabasi tonomosha. Mande se. But not to every man. Hallelujah. But for those who draw near to me. I'll cause you to see. I will reveal my plan, but not to every man. For those who draw near to me, I will cause you to see. Ah, Yabaso.
Thank you, God.
He korabasa kande debe he korao shamai. Ayamando she. Just trust in me. Hey, yabaso. Just trust in me. Ah, glory. Ayabaso. I will never leave. Just trust in me. Ah.
Thank you,
I will never leave.
Thank you, God.
Have faith in me.
Yes,
have faith in me. Hey, Yabaso Torabasi. He called Abasa Tamandi and Rohosi. Draw close to me. Hey, Yabaso. Draw close to me. Yerebesi anoro hosaya. Yerebosi anoro hosi. Kedabasa tanele mohosi. Ah, Yabaso. Oh, God, this is the place of safety, God says. Etoro si kandaro si. Ekoda. Yanderebe hetandoro shatamai. Safety. Ikandara mando se. Safety is only in me. Ekoramande se. Atala. Your safety is only in me. Ekoda bababa soto. Hallelujah. He is our hiding place, our very present help in the time of trouble.
Hallelujah.
Your safety is in me. Ikorabasaya.
Some trust in horses and some in chariots. Hallelujah. But the psalmist says, I will remember the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. In this day and in this hour, God says, your place of safety is in me. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Some run. Hallelujah. At the sound, hallelujah, Jesus of danger, at the sound of fear, hallelujah, they run. Hallelujah, but they still don't run to me. God says, I am your safe place. I am your hiding place. Hallelujah, Jesus, I am your hiding place. Ah, come on, Doshe. I am still your tabernacle. And the Bible says that the tabernacle of God is with men. You want to know where your safety is? It is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He is your safe place. He is your hiding place. He is your healer. He is your deliverer. He is your way maker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The storms of life may come. Hallelujah. The winds may blow, though the heathen rage. Hallelujah. God will utter his voice and the very earth will melt. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, just trust in me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Run to me. Hallelujah. Jesus, have faith in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will cause you to see. Have faith in me. Hallelujah. Jesus, just run to me. Jesus, have trust in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, I'm your place of safety. Just run to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Emando she. Yandanaba hasa tamando shama. Yebesi andalobo ho shama. Yes, Lord. Yandanebe he kuramando
shama.
Just run to me. Iko daba hasa tamandia. Yemande. I am your help. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our present help in trouble. Jesus. Those that hope in God shall never be brought to shame. Oh, God, he ended up a
hassle.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
I hear the song of the Lord. Have faith in me. Yeah, they see a noble host. Just trust in me. He could have a hassle. I will call you to see. I reveal my plan. But not to every man. But those that trust in me. I will call you to see. Have faith in me. Trust in me. I will call you to see. I will reveal my plan. But not to every man. But for those who, hallelujah, have faith in me, I'll call you to see. Hey, I am your safety. Just believe in me. Just believe in me. Do not faint. God, don't faint. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Forget not his benefits. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He's a covenant keeping God.
Yes,
God. He's a God of covenants. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Mandoshe, miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Miracles, signs, and wonders, thank you, Lord, shall follow them that believe. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, that song is stirring in my spirit. Oh, God. Oh,
Jesus.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, just draw close, draw close. Trust, have faith. He's going to cause you to see. Oh, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. I want to pause for a moment to see if there is anyone that wants to share the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. All lines are open. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So Luke 18 and 1 through 8, it says, Luke 18, 1 through 8, and I'm going to be reading out the Amplified Bible. Now Jesus was telling the disciples a parable to make the point that at all times they ought to pray and not give up and lose heart, saying, in a certain city there was a judge who did not fear God and had no respect for man. There was a desperate widow in that city, and she kept coming to him and saying, give me justice and legal protection from my adversary. For a time he would not, but later he said to himself, even though I do not fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow continues to bother me, I will give her justice and legal protection. Otherwise, by continually coming, she will be an intolerable annoyance, and she will wear me out. Then the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not our just God defend and avenge his elect, his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay in providing justice on their behalf? I tell you
Thank you, Lord.
He will defend and avenge them quickly. However, when
Thank
the Son
you.
Of Man comes, will he find this kind of persistent faith on the earth?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's not enough to pray. We have to have faith and be persistent in the faith.
Amen.
And believing
Amen.
And trusting God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm in total agreement. Thank you, Lord. I actually talked about that on last week with our church for Bible study. Thank you, Lord. The same scripture. I kept saying, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in the earth? Thank you, Lord, because these are times
Thank
that
you,
are
Jesus.
Demanding faith. Saying so God, all glory to God, brought that word of confirmation. Hallelujah. They even had a homework assignment on faith because God says faith
is so necessary in this hour because of the things that are happening. And he told me I got to just put it in them to stir up their faith, to ignite their faith, because they don't realize that their faith is dying out because of the way the world is going. It's eating away, and they're becoming so relaxed, and they're becoming almost lackadaisical, and they're just doing a little bit just to feel saved, just to feel like they still got a relationship, and they only realize it. They're doing just a little bit, just enough. But it's not focused faith. It's not faith in fervency. It's not faith like it used to be. It's waning out, and it's a strategic. It's a strategic weapon of the enemy in this hour. But God gave me an assignment. He said, force feed them whether they want it or not, because they don't realize. It's just like when you're a shepherd, you got sheep. Sheep don't know what they need. But when the Lord gives you direction and he says they need it, they need it. They don't know how much they need to eat it. It's a necessary part of their diet right now, because what we are seeing now is nothing compared to what is happening. Nothing, what is going to happen. What we feel now, we think we feel something, but the things that are coming that's going to hit this world on a global scale, globally, not just locally, but globally. Impacts coming from everywhere, hits coming everywhere, as we see some pieces of it now, but we still haven't seen what we're going to see when this economy is really hit, when things are really hit. This is why it's time for the believer to take, to store up, to build up, to prepare, to know what yes. to do, to have their stuff in order. This is not a time for the believer, all of these blessings and things that are coming to go and be wasteful. Take it and build it. Build your mm-hmm. business. Build whatever you can. Put some in the storehouse. Put something up. Save. Get ready. Get ready. Be prepared so you will not be dependent on anyone but God. And God will have given you the wisdom that you need in order to function, in order to live. Jesus, thank you, Lord. God reveals himself to us. He reveals himself to us. He doesn't keep himself hidden. He's not a reactive God, declares the end from the beginning. So God doesn't have to wait till the storm blow to tell you, oops, it's storming. Get an umbrella. He'll tell you when you get up in the morning, it's beautifully dry, take your umbrella with you, because I'm not reactive, I'm proactive. He'll tell you what to do before time. So God is saying, right now, I need faith to be fed. I need you to feed it, because even though things are happening the way people are looking, because the stimulus and all of the money that's coming through SBAs and all of these things that are happening, they don't feel like anything really major is happening, but it is, because this is going to dry up. That's drying up. Those SBA funds, those stimulus funds, that stuff is going to dry up. And if you did not do what you could do with it while you had it, if you did not heed the voice of God while you had it, while you had opportunity, you got to hear him, and you got to have the faith to know that he's speaking and that these are serious times. And all of this is happening because God has a remnant of people, a remnant. Not everybody is going to heed and hear the counsel of God. Not everybody is going to do what God says. There will be those who will straight up reject it. There will be those who will follow for a little while and walk away. But there is that remnant who knows if they continue through this, if they endure, there is laid up for them a crown of life. And they will endure the tightness of the trial. They'll go through because their faith has been fed. Not their emotions, not their fear, not just their intellect. They're not just getting smarter and learning, but they are digesting the word of God that is a lot of times contrary to our very intellect, to the wisdom of man. So we have to be willing to hear and to heed. But God told me specifically, this is a time to push into them faith. And some of us think we have it, but we don't. And so the woman of God, you are so on. Some of us think we really have it. But this pandemic has proved that 80% of those who thought they had it didn't. Because as soon as the church doors closed, to living as if they had never knew the Lord.
Yeah.
Their whole relationship with God was based upon the fact that they can go into the church doors amongst other believers. They had nothing keeping them. They didn't even have a and what's really revealing it, they don't even have a desire to go back. That's really revealing. They don't even have a mind to go back to church.
Amen to that. Amen.
And so we have to hold fast to our confession of faith. As the scripture says, contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Fight for this. Fight for your faith in these times. This is what we must do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory
thank
to God.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, for your presence that's just on this line. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, you may be on this line tonight, and you may be new to our call. If you are, if you want to take a moment and introduce yourself, we would like to hear from you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord. And you may be shy. That's all right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Well, we're getting ready to prepare, close out. And again, I want to say if you are on the line and you have a prayer request and you didn't get a chance to share it before we got started, we want to give you the opportunity to do that now.
I'm asking that you continue to pray for my son, Jerry Dawson. They meaning the state of Washington, has taken his son from the mother, but they don't want to give him to him at all. And so they took it from the mother because she was on methamphetamines and prescribed pills. And so the kids were left by themselves. And so his son, he's been trying to get his son for a few years, and so they're trying to move the child from round to round, sending him through a whole bunch of circles. But I'm just believing God to do what's right. They've sent letters out to all the families throughout the United States of America. I have family members calling me for the last 2 days. I'm asking me what's going on. So, and I'm just trusting God that God is going to bring my grandson home to his father where he belongs.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We really stand in agreement with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we pray for her healing and deliverance from every addiction. My
yeah.
God, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you, Lord Jesus, in every mindset. And we pray, God, even for the things that are going on in the heart and in the mind of that child as a result of having a parent that is dependent, Father, on substances, God. We pray, Lord God, all the things, God, that have taken place in his psyche, that he'll be healed to the uttermost parts of his being. We pray, God, that you would get in the midst, God, hallelujah, of the judicial system, God, that you'll get in the midst, Father, hallelujah, oh, God, of every family and children's service department, God, that's connected to this child, God. You'll get in the mind of every social worker, Father. We thank you for favor for Sister Felicia's son today. We thank you, Lord God, that you are blessing right now, that you are in the midst of this. God, you said, hallelujah, Jesus, if two of us would agree on anything, that you'll be in the midst of us. Thank you, Lord. And so we thank you today, God, that we are in the midst, God, that we're in agreement, and we're trusting, Lord God, that you would just open up this way, God, and that you'll bring healing to this child, to the very core of his being, God, and that, Lord God, his mother, wherever she is right now, God, shake her out
yes.
of her place, God. I pray that you'll begin to deal with her, God. Heal what's ever
yes.
hurting, God. Heal the broken place, God, the place in her that's disjointed, God, that took her on this journey. Father, we
thank you that you're the God that knows us better than we know ourselves. You know the scars, the wounds, God. God, you know the deep places, the places where she hurts the most. And God, the places, God, that she's trying to drown out, God, through these substances. Father, I pray that the voice of pain, God, that brought her to this place will be healed. Father, we thank you for it now. And we believe it, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. We come into agreement with every demon of addiction. Oh, God, we stand, God. Together, God. Knowing that you are greater than we use our influence in the airway. Go into her atmosphere. God, make change in her atmosphere. Make change in that region. To make it difficult even for her to buy it. Yes, God. Even though the road, God, the journey may seem hard, I thank you, God, that you're going to bring her through it. Jesus. And God, even tonight, collectively, let's just take a minute right now to come against every spirit of addiction. I believe by faith that we are greater. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so we thank the Lord. God, that comes against addictive personality. God, even in the lives of those that are connected to us, any family members, any neighbors, any friends, oh God, that is bound by addiction. God, we thank you today that you are uprooting it. We declare that it is illegal. That it has no rights. God, send healing. Dismiss the spirit. Addiction. Put a cry in that spirit, God, of healing and deliverance. Come on, push with my feeling, anointing. To break through. I feel the weight of God. They won't be afraid to be seen, God, in their broken state. Knowing that you will not cast them out. They won't be the fails and disappointments. Every disappointment of self God, we ask you to bring it to the forefront and let it be healed.
In the name of Jesus.
Every weakness of mind. Yes, Lord, there is a way of glory. I dare you not to be afraid or embarrassed. Start calling out people's name. You don't have to say it out loud. Say it in your mind, but call out your family members. Call out your children if it's them. You don't have to say it for us to hear. Just give it to God, because there is an anointing on this line to break illegal hold in the spirit upon our children. It is in the midst of us now. There's a strong anointing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pastor Connie said earlier, we take this serious. This is our life. This is our life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, and
my
we got
God.
The scars to prove it. He called out our side.
Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Makes no sense to have all those battle scars with no victory. Jesus.
Yes, God.
Jesus. What sense would that make to have those many scars but no victory?
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Be determined.
Thank you, Jesus.
If I'm going to be scarred up like this, it's going to be because I won. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus,
yes.
Not because I lost. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Yes, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. It is so. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yende
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mande se kana mama mamanso. Yes, God. Mande ekora mande se tando sha. Ooh, we thank God for strength tonight. Mande se kora basia. Ekora basa tando se kora basia. Ekora basi. Ekora basia noroho sha. Ekora bahasa ne hana mandosi. Usha tamandia ose mande ise metora bahasa kaya. Yes, Lord, ikada metande lebohosi manda lebosi etande la bahasa tande lebohosi yande la bahasa tande lebohosi kuda bahasa e kanado husha tamando si. Mahasa tande lebohosa ya yebe si. Ataba. O God, emande se tande lebe hetorose. Metora la mande si ande lebo hosaya. Jesus. Atamandosha. Jesus. Etanana mandoshe. Manso kodabai. Mando hoshe. Me kodabahasaya. O God, etanamandoshe. Oh God. Heard God just say a number of things. One was he was changing garments. Ikodabasia. He was changing garments. Mandoshe. And you're going to feel the presence of God on like a coat. Ikandarabohoshamai. Itamandesi. Hayabaso. I know I specifically heard the coat of many colors. Ikodabasi is called a favor. Favor. Hipandorusha. And itandela bohosha nedeboso mikodaba hasia ndela bohosia miporaba se and I ayababa base kodaba se yandela bahase and someone's hand God says I am washing your hand ikadaba se I'm cleansing ekodaba hase I'm going to cleanse you of it ikandale base toro se yandela bahasa tamando se. So this matter will never touch you, because I will cleanse you from it. Jesus.
Oh, God. Ha, Yabaso. Yes, God. Ebandosha. Patamando hoshe kodabasiya. Nelabo hoshe. Ikadabase. Atamando, and even in this season, God said, this is the season not to be afraid anymore to go into the realm of the spirit. God said, many of us sabotage the place that we've been called to because it is uncomfortable. But God says, in this hour, you're going to have to enter into the deep place. And so you back up. Because it becomes so overwhelming. But God said, not in this hour. Go in. Go in. And to hear and to heed. It's almost as if what you're doing is like the discernment. The lightness of the discernment is the best way to define what you do. And so you stay on the outside, but God said, I'm bringing you into a deep place where I'm going to show you, immerse you in, where you feel like you're swallowed up in it. And God says, this swallowing is necessary, because I'm going to pull some stuff. God said, there is a root. It's as if God is doing surgery for someone on this line tonight, and it is being done in the spirit, and God says, I'm a midwife because I'm birthing it out. I even hear God says he's going to address cataracts. Even in this birthing out of what I'm doing right now. But I literally felt him as he used me to birth it out. Something he was going deep down, and there's a root that he pulled out. Somebody got more than they could ever imagine tonight on this line. Oh, my God, it's like a flushing away. It's literally, he's literally purging, pulling out, removing.
Ooh, God, Ebando Shama. Etande la basoto is like a tumor in the spirit. Ikoda bahasaya that he pulled out. Etoda bahasaya.
My God. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, you God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Ekamande se.
Thank you, Lord.
And because of the positioning of it, Ikodabase. Oh, Shatamai. God, it was delicate, God said. Ikandalaboho Shamai. This thing only God can do. Itamando Shamai.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. What a glory. What a glory that he released to us tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. It is done. It is done. Whenever it comes up, it's already done. Whenever you hear of it, it's already done. It's done. He birthed out the answer tonight. He finished it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. And we honor him tonight.
Yes.
We honor him tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank
you, Holy
Lord.
Spirit. Abba, Father.
Thank you,
Father.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Abba, Father.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Again for joining us. Ooh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Ooh, God. We honor you tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. And we look for testimonies. When you get your testimony, make sure you let us know. Hallelujah. But God has moved in a mighty way on this line. It's just as sure as it is 826 here in the city of Atlanta. Just as sure.
Amen.
God has finished what he started in this. It's done. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. So we thank him tonight for this time of intercessory prayer. And as we prepare to dismiss you on tonight, we say now to him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless to the only wise God, our Savior, be majesty, dominion, and power, henceforth, now, and forever. Go in peace. God bless you. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer. God bless you.
God bless you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.